NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast, Tuesday morning, March 10th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Mining News breaks, La Hometown Gold Corp appoints two independent directors to board. La Hometown Gold Corp has appointed Anthony Rowe and Miranda Wersty as independent directors to its board, with Josh Surfass and Max Plus stepping down. The move comes as the company progresses its Santa Fe mine project towards gold and silver production. The new directors bring experience in mine development and mining finance to guide La Hometown's transition to a mine builder.
United Franchise Group acquires full ownership of Transworld Business Advisors. United Franchise Group has acquired full ownership of Transworld Business Advisors, a leading global business brokerage organization. With over 200 offices and 1,000 agents worldwide, this acquisition strengthens both companies. Former CEO Andy Cadnetta will focus on leading the Fort Lauderdale franchise, while Jim J. Tame remains president. The move aims to enhance support for franchise owners and clients, attract new franchisees, and accelerate global expansion. Michael James Burke influences Dubai's contemporary finance industry. Michael James Burke, co-founder and CEO of Burke Financial Time, is making waves in Dubai's finance industry with his innovative approach. With a background in economics and law, Burke has led companies to success through mergers, acquisitions, and strategic restructuring. Fluent in multiple languages, he has established a global reach for his company. Burke's vision and leadership continue to set new standards in the financial sector.
Colorado Rural Health Center CEO Michelle Mills named chair of Rural Health Transformation Program Advisory Committee. Colorado Rural Health Center CEO Michelle Mills has been appointed as the chair of the Rural Health Transformation Program Advisory Committee. This committee will play a vital role in overseeing the development and implementation of the program, which aims to utilize over $1 billion in federal grants from 2026 to 2031. The program will focus on enhancing access to specialty care, addressing chronic diseases, and meeting the needs of rural communities and tribes in Colorado.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.